When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's celebrate Father's. His hands were rough and exceedingly strong. He could gently prune a fruit tree or firmly wrestle an ornery mule into harness. He could draw and saw a square with quick accuracy. He'd been known to peel his knuckles upside a tough jaw, but what I remember most is the special warmth from those hands soaking through my shirt as he would take me by the shoulder and, hunkering down beside my ear, point out the glittering swoop of a blue hawk or a rabbit asleep in its lair. They were good hands that served him well and failed him in only one thing. They never learned to write. Calvin R. Worthington begins his 1975 literary work, My Father's Hands, with gripping detail that clearly illustrates the importance of hands to everyday tasks and their lasting impact when they touch the heart. Just 27 bones, some muscles, ligaments, nerves, and wrinkles, able to wrestle a bear, yet gentle enough to cradle and comfort a frail newborn. As universal as their purpose, every person has an original pair with specific qualities and divine destinies. Your fingers may be long and straight, and the lines that crisscross your palm be deep crevices. You may have earned thick calluses from years of hard labor, or succumbed to arthritic joints and gnarled fingers. Maybe your hands are musical or artistic, or devotedly go through each day changing diapers. Some believe you can determine intelligence, calculate patience, assess creativity, and predict health by interpreting the signs of life in the palm of a hand. All I know is I remember well, as a little girl, placing my hand into my daddy's, and I felt safer. And I felt loved. I squirmed from under the rough texture of his thumb as he wiped a smudge from my cheek. I saw the blood vessels bulge as he tightened the cinch strap on my pony's saddle for me. I accepted his clasp around my small fingers when we reeled in a fish together. And I heard them clap for every accomplishment I ever mastered. Many of you out there right now are calling to mind a certain Papa's grip, and perhaps you're humming the song Daddy's Hands and reliving special moments. Go ahead, take your time, and stay in his hold. I'll close the gate quietly so as not to disturb. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate close for today and think about our daddies.